Welcome to the December edition of Our Town. Bob Sneddon here with me. Joining me on the phone is Alexander Levake. He's the Drug Overdose Prevention Coordinator for Lane County Public Health. And welcome to Our Town, Alexander. How are you today?
I'm great. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on today.
Now, you recently, a few weeks ago, you were at the Sisolog School District Board of Directors meeting for their November meeting, and you gave a pretty interesting presentation on fentanyl and fentanyl awareness. Let's start off with, what is fentanyl and why do we have so much of it?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. I've been working with district leadership across the county to assure our schools are having conversations about this issue, fentanyl and drug overdose risk that has been increasing both locally and at a national level. Fentanyl is an illicit form of an opioid, a very strong illicit opioid. So this isn't a fentanyl medication coming from our hospitals or pharmacies. It's coming through drug trafficking over across our borders. And what it is a really strong opioid that has supplanted the demand for OxyContin and other pharmaceutical opioids that really did ravage a lot of communities across the United States. And since we've had some major shifts in our medical systems and the cultures of prescribing, we've seen that drug traffickers are able to fulfill those demands, those addictions and dependencies to opioids with this illegal substance, fentanyl.
So it's coming from outside of the country. Now, there's fentanyl that is used in a clinical setting, isn't there, for an anesthetic or a painkiller?
That's correct, Bob. Fentanyl is a very powerful pain management medication used often only under supervision in the hospital because of its strength and its risk. It's not something that someone is prescribed or sent home with very often. But this really isn't that product. This is a chemical synthetic version of fentanyl that really is made up of a whole bunch of other chemicals synthesized to mimic the opioid that fentanyl is.
A lot of the fentanyl is, it's almost like they import the components of it. They're precursor chemicals, and they're blended or assembled once they get in the U.S. And a lot of them apparently have been coming from China. At about the same time you were talking to the school board, President Biden was speaking with Xi Jinping at the Pacific Economic Conference in San Francisco, and seems like they talked a lot about fentanyl and those precursors. Maybe made a little headway. Is that too optimistic of me to think that they're maybe going to clamp down a little bit on the precursor chemicals?
That's right. That conversation is long overdue from a geopolitical perspective around the origins and sources of these precursor chemicals, some of which are not illegal in and of themselves, right? China may not regulate in the same way our federal government regulates some of these things. So it really is a political conversation that was had at that level. We'll have to really see if there's teeth to this conversation, because we know that some countries are manufacturing precursor chemicals that are making their way across the globe and becoming part of the fentanyl, the illicit fentanyl supply production. We also have concerns that if it's not one, it'll be another, right? There's money to be made, and if we see China really do regulate how those chemicals are making their way out, we don't know if it can pop up somewhere else ready to go. Otherwise.
Now, recently, the news has come out that the Just Say No campaign from back in the 80s, Nancy Reagan's program, really turned out to, was not very effective over the long run. But you're working with schools and trying to make inroads, because there's a lot of kids, and even down as young as middle schoolers and high schools, they're getting access to this, and it's scary and dangerous. So rather than just say no, what type of approach do you think is best to approach kids with to make them aware of the dangers?
That's a great question, Bob. I'm coming from public health, right? We do our work by looking at evidence and looking at the science. And the reality for a lot of the drug programming that happened in generations past was that it was never evidence-based in the first place. It often originated with conversations coming from law enforcement and criminality around drug use. These were scare tactics that were used for young people. And really, we can look back now and say, the evidence tells us that when you use scare or fear tactics with young people, it can have even the reverse effect. We don't think that people change their behaviors very readily only because the government or our schools or our families tell us something is really scary. So we have to have a new approach. We come at that approach from an awareness and informational standpoint, meaning we bring this information very neutrally to our school administrators, our teachers, families, and young people. We just want people to feel informed without being told that things are really scary, that everything is just out there to get them, because it's just not the case. We just want folks to really know, and young folks especially, that drugs have changed a heck of a lot since decades past, and that is because of fentanyl. So people who may still decide to experiment or recreate with substances have to think through that a little bit differently. Our campaign from Lane County Public Health is called Fentanyl Aware. Folks can check it out at fentanylaware.com. Hopefully you can put that in your writing as well. And what that does is really provide families and young folks with very science-based information. What is fentanyl? Why is it in the drug supply? What does it do to you? What does an overdose look like if a friend or family member were to be trying a substance that is unknown to them? What do people need to know about that moment in time where something goes wrong? Do they call 911? Yes, that's what we want folks to know, that they are safe and encouraged to always call for medical attention regardless of their potential fear of having, you know, police interaction around drug uses, because there's safety measures in play there. We're teaching people about naloxone, or known as Narcan, which is an overdose reversal medication. It's now over the counter. Anyone can purchase it in any pharmacy and at any age. And it's something that kind of is like first aid. It's something that we all are able to learn about and potentially carry as part of our own possession to intervene if we were to think that someone had potentially consumed an opioid, whether they knew that they were consuming that or not. So there's a variety of approaches to teach people about this, to open up a conversation between young folks and their families and their schools. You know, we really understand that school curriculums tend to not stay up fast enough for these kind of changing health issues. So we really approach this as a health conversation. We want folks to be healthy and think through how healthy decisions, knowing that things just happen. People make mistakes and substances are out there. And there are ways to think about that we really want folks to see as a public health intervention.
So kind of what I'm hearing is, rather than, well, why not? Well, just listen to what I have to say and do what I say, which is the approach that was taken in the past. You're more of an, you know, fact-based, here's what can happen. It's really dangerous because of this, this, and this. It can happen faster than what you expect, is what you tell them. So, I mean, you actually are advocating treating kids like adults sometimes. We all want to know.
How about that?
Yeah, we all want to know why. If mom says, don't touch that, well, why not? Because I said so. Well, okay, but if I don't touch that, if I do touch it and I burn myself because it's a hot stove, maybe it would have been better, mom, if you would have said, don't touch that because it will burn you, rather than just because I said so, right? Am I hitting that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think we know enough now about the young brain and young adults. Really, honesty is the best policy. And really, just saying things our way because that's the way they are, it's never been shown to work, right? And we have a history of policies and cultures in our country around drugs that really were moralized and criminalized in ways that you can look back at those policies in those ways we talk to young people, and irregardless of how we did it, we're still in the same situation, right? So I think we need new approaches to how we have those conversations. And I think often drug use is highly stigmatized, so people don't talk about it. Parents want to assume their kids are the good kids, and so there's nothing to worry about, right? And we just know that the world has shifted in a way that I think all young people should be informed about this issue, not because they are doing or not doing something, but because they live in the same society we all do, right? We all have older brothers and family members and people that are at the same football games that we go to, right? And I think of it more as a social issue.
And information can be found anytime, and anywhere on the web these days, not all of it is accurate. So you're focused on bringing fact-based, actual information in a rational way. I'm speaking with Alexander Levesque. He's the Drug Overdose Prevention Coordinator for Lane County Public Health. He's been with Lane County Public Health for about 3 years or so now. I want to back up a little bit. You mentioned the website fentanylaware.com. Now, is that a Lane County Public Health website?
That is a Lane County Public Health website.
How did you get that domain? fentanylaware.com.
We got it early on, and we wanted it to be simple, and we didn't want to turn folks away through all kinds of all that government jargon that can happen, right? A lot of folks have just gone through another large-scale public health crisis, right? And that was COVID and vaccination efforts. And so we know that people were kind of burnt out probably. We wanted to meet people where they're at and just simply say, this is a county public health program, but it's branded to look like something that young folks are going to interact with. Fentanylaware.com. There's also Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'll have other social media platforms in coming months so that we're really meeting people where they're at. So we can find them in the ways that they're interacting with information, with their telephones, with their smartphones, and then also in the classroom. We can bring this information right hands-on into health classes, science classes, whatever is fitting for that school or that community organization so that the conversations can be sparked.
Alexander, I want to back up to Narcan. I think a lot of people were relieved to learn during the school board meeting in November that administrators in all the school buildings have Narcan, and administrators all have them with them, and it's accessible by just about everybody who works in the school district. And I know some people will probably say, well, by having that, are we encouraging drug use because they know there's a safety net if they need it? But that's not really the whole point of that anyway. Just by knowing that there's Narcan doesn't mean somebody's going to go, oh, okay, that's all right, I'm going to use it.
It's a tricky area. We know that people make some assumptions around the availability of Narcan. But in fact, what's interesting is the research that does exist actually points to one thing and one thing only. Naloxone or Narcan saves people's lives while we need time for first responders to get on the scene. We don't really see it as something that encourages drug use, that encourages more drug use. It simply acts as a way to buy some time if someone has stopped breathing or has become unresponsive. Maybe we don't even know if they took something. Maybe they got a pill from a friend of a friend, right, and think it's safe, because people often think pills are safe because traditionally they came from our pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, we're in a pill culture.
We are absolutely a pill culture, and it concerns us that now one of the kind of highest risk substances out there is in pill form. Fentanyl is often in pill form, and that's scary stuff, because people have used pills of other folks for a long time. Young people especially have self-medicated or recreated or studied using pills that were coming from the pharmacy, and now the potential for that to be not true is out there, and that's part of what we want to raise awareness around. And because we are a pill-happy country, it means that we need to become a Narcan-happy country, because that is the one and only way to reverse that overdose from a non-medical professional, while we also have our ambulance and paramedics on the way to this kind of scene.
Right. Alexander, I'm rapidly running out of time. I want to wrap up real quick. Now, you had left the school board meeting with, hey, we're going to be working with administrators to come back and work in the schools with some programs. Now, you're saying that's probably going to happen after the first of the year, because there is the holiday season. That kind of puts the cramp on everybody's schedules. So what is that going to look like real quickly? Even in middle schoolers, what do you tell middle schoolers about this?
We're working with different districts in different ways, right? So we really want to help the teachers not have more work, help our school administrators not have more requirements. So it really is unique to the school. So we'll work out there in your community with the high school, with the middle school, however school leadership sees is best. It might be something that happens in the classroom health for certain grades. It might be something that's open to the community so that parents and kids can be together in the room and have these conversations around public health, drug use, and making sure people aren't dying out there.
Alexander, thank you for visiting with us. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Anytime, Bob. Happy to come back and keep the conversation going.
All right. Thank you very much. Alexander Levesque is the Drug Overdose Prevention Coordinator for Lane County Public Health. And the website to remember is fentanylaware.com. That's F-E-N-T-A-N-Y-L. Aware, A-W-A-R-E, no dots, no space or anything. It's all jammed together, fentanylaware.com. And that's a great place for parents, grandparents, neighbors, sisters, even the kids go to find out good factual information. You're listening to Our Town. More coming up right after this on Coast Radio.